This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When a judge orders an abortion and sterilization for a mentally incompetent woman, watch out for the fallout. This case involved Mary, described by the court as 32 years old and mentally ill. Mary's pregnant for the third time, having had one abortion, given birth to a baby boy, presently in the custody of her parents. The Massachusetts Department of Mental Health asked a court to name Mary's parents as temporary guardians for the purpose of her having another abortion. Mary claimed she wasn't pregnant, that she knew the judge, and had previously had a baby girl named Nancy, none of which was true. A second guardian argued that if Mary were competent, she would never consent to an abortion. But the court ruled that Mary could be, quote, coaxed, bribed, or even enticed by ruse into a hospital for an abortion followed by sterilization. But an appeals court reversed, holding that the right to bear a child is so fundamental it must be extended to all persons, including those who are incompetent. So it's a right-to-life case. The real question is, for whom and what kind? This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.